Say, Lord Jesus, I have eyes that see. I have ears that hear. And by your grace, my heart perceives what you're speaking to me. Amen? Yes, that's an eye-opener when you realize that the law creates the ability to sin in reality. And that's scary, but it's the truth. I'm going to take you to Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1. And I'm using the Amplified because I was pressed to make sure that I get the Amplified on this one. You know, St. Paul, he's a special messenger of Jesus Christ. And it says in verse 1 of chapter 1, by the will of God. I think a lot of people think that there are a lot of apostles out there. But there are some apostles that are there by the will of God. There are apostles that are there by the will of man. So in other words, you've got to think about what God is really saying when he's talking through St. Paul. And by the Holy Spirit, he's teaching us what it is that we need to pay attention to. So I want to take you to verse 11. Notice it says in the parentheses, we pray that you may be invigorated and strengthened with all power, according to the might of his glory, to exercise every kind of endurance and patience, perseverance and forbearance with joy. Notice it's with joy, not with a down smirk. 12, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified and made us fit to share the portion which is the inheritance of the saints, God's holy people, in the light. Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified and made me and you fit to share the portion of the inheritance. It's not you that qualifies yourself. And a lot of religious people believe that if they make enough sacrifices, if they fast enough, if they pray enough, that they're going to be qualified and made fit to share in the inheritance. But that's not what God's word says. When you're to give thanks, because he's the one that qualifies us. Verse 13, the Father has delivered and drawn us to himself out of the control of the dominion of darkness. Who's going to take you out of darkness? Papa's on the job. Amen? Out of the control and dominion of darkness and has transferred us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. That particular verse right there gives you hope for tomorrow. Because when you're looking at yourself trying to clean up your own act, I really can say that you've got a fool for a leader. But if you have the Father trusting and you are giving thanks, he not only qualifies you, but he takes you and delivers you and draws you to himself out of the control and dominion of darkness and has transferred us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. When you and I get a real understanding that you don't belong to that other dark kingdom anymore, it will have no value. 14. In that kingdom, you in whom we have our redemption through his blood, which means the forgiveness of all our sins. That's kind of cool, isn't it? Now, verse 15. He is the exact likeness of the unseen God, the visible representation of the invisible. That's a mouthful. He is the firstborn of all creation. For it was in him that all things were created, in heaven, on earth, things that are seen and things that are unseen, whether thrones, dominions, rulers, or authorities, all things were created and exist through him. And by his service, intervention, and in and for him. If you take time to digest that one verse, you get the reality that he's in full control of all that exists. And the dark kingdom cannot touch you. Because Papa's delivering you out of that realm if you trust. If you try to do it on your own, like I said, you might have a fool for a leader. Because you see, out of the legalistic way of preparing yourself, you're going to get very proud. And who's against the pride? Who's against the proud? I've seen people that were willing to declare to me that they were holy. And they were this and they were that. In other words, they really didn't need God. But St. Paul says, you need that relationship. You need to know that Papa's on the job delivering you out. And when you're in a pattern of darkness that may pull you out of sorts, if you wish. So that word, girl, was on target. Did you notice? Yeah. Holy Ghost is tattling, isn't he? Yeah. 17. And he himself existed before all things, and in him all things consist, cohere, are held together. And it's confirmed in Proverbs 8, 22 and 31. Here's the your part and my part. So if you don't have a circle around 18, it might be wise to put one there. He is also the head of his body, the church. How clear do you want it? He is also the head of his body, the church, seeing he is the beginning, the firstborn from among the dead, so that he alone, in everything and in every respect, might occupy the chief place, stand first, and be preeminent. For it has pleased the Father that all the divine fullness, the sum total of the divine perfection, powers, and attributes, should dwell in him part-time.
Permanently.
Oh. Thank you for straightening me out. Permanently. In other words, God is not putting himself in and out of his son, Jesus Christ. He's not pulling himself in and out of you and me on a part-time basis. He's on the job full-time, 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year, plus, plus, plus. Verse 20 is also awesome. And God purposed that through, by the service, the intervention of him, the Son, All things should be completely reconciled back to himself, whether on earth or in heaven, as through him the Father made peace by means of the blood of his cross. You've got enough ammunition there to square off every demonic principality that has ever tried to hurt you or twist you in any way. And you can rely on Papa, who's really on the job, setting you free of those things that would try to pull you off course. So you say, well, I can't do anything. No, but you can depend on him, which is the hardest thing to do. You know why? Because I like cleaning my own act up. I feel good about it. Yes or no? Mm-hmm. Do you ever have a successful day where you were really paying attention to everything and you had a great day and you didn't overdo this and overdo that and you didn't step in any boo-boos and you went to bed that night and said, you know what? I feel good today. Are you conscious that that's pride? Because you have more or less obeyed the law that you created for yourself, and you had a good day. However, the opposite is also important to take a peek at. Do you ever head in the wrong direction and the Holy Ghost gives you grace and says, now don't go there, head towards the other direction, and you purpose to follow the new instructions and not to follow your own emotions? That's when you go to bed at night and you say, Papa, you pulled me out of the garbage. Hallelujah. I feel good about what you did for me. And the glory goes to who?
Him.
Why? Because your dependency is what he's looking at. When you and I are focused on ourselves, creating ourselves a holy day, if you wish, be cautious. You could be putting pride back on the throne. And God says he's against the proud, James chapter 4. So, do I always see pride for what it can do? No. Do I see it right away? No. I see it most of the time after the fact. Because the Holy Spirit's on the job pulling you back, saying, look, you failed. Rely on the blood, forgive yourself, get back in line, and do what that word was. Go back to where you know you're going to have victory, depending on him to finish the job he started. I don't think we comprehend the magnitude of the gift that Jesus is to us. I think we touch a little piece here and a little piece there, but to really comprehend what he is and who he is in us is an awesome reality. And I'm still working on that one. I don't think I have the fullness of that comprehension. No, it's not there. I know it's not there. I can see it sometimes like almost like dandelion. You know, they come out, the enemy comes, bloop, and they grow right back. And, you know, sometimes the darkness is so sneaky, you don't see it until after the fact. Yes or no? Yeah. So when you and I are totally dependent on him, we're being renewed and restored. So close your eyes right now. And put your hand over your heart. Say, Father, I'm glad I now can retire of trying to re-establish myself on my own.
I'm seeing it
as a trick
from the darkness.
Wants me to feel good about myself. Today, I'm choosing to trust that my Papa's on the job. He's already qualified me. He's made me fit to share.
He's made me fit to share.
In the inheritance.
In the inheritance.
And he's also drawn me out.
He's also drawn me out.
Of the control.
Of the control.
And the dominion of darkness.
And the dominion of darkness.
And he's actually transferred me. Into the kingdom. Of his beloved son. Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
Amen.
And amen. So Papa is doing a work and you're cooperating. You know, when God began to show me what this darkness can do, it kind of upset me because I didn't understand grace. Now I'm starting to understand it a little bit better. Be blessed.